Manu Patra alerts dated the 22nd of May 2019. Income Tax Appellate Tribunal, ITAT, Delhi has ruled that the assessing officer, on remand by the writ court to consider the matter afresh, is not permitted to reconsider the grounds of addition which is already negated by the appellate forums. Area West Bengal has held that the companies are eligible to claim the input tax credit even if the liability to pay for inputs between them, including tax, is discharged through adjustments in their books. Delhi High Court has allowed exemption of supply of electrical equipments to buyers, ruling that unlike an exemption granted through a notification, the effect of the rule is to exclude a species of transaction from calculation of taxable turnover. Supreme Court has held that admissions to law courses in Delhi Government's Guru Gobind Singh Indraprastha University, GGSIPU, for the 2019 to 2020 academic session will be only through National Level Common Law Admission Test, CLAT. Supreme Court has refused to entertain a plea challenging the appointment of two retired bureaucrats as observers in West Bengal for the Lok Sabha polls. Delhi High Court has given its nod to widen the road near Savitri Cinema intersection in South Delhi to remove traffic bottleneck. Madras High Court has cautioned against identifying a criminal with his religion, race, place of birth, residence and language in its order granting anticipatory bail to actor-cum-politician Kamal Hassan. National Company Law Appellate Tribunal has observed that the Committee of Creditors, COC, of SR Steel India Limited and ArcelorMittal had done some magical accounting by which they had adjusted 2,500 crore rupees from the 42,000 rupee crore bid amount and kept it as working capital. National Anti-Profiteering Authority has held VTWO Ventures to be guilty of anti-profiteering and is directed to deposit the profiteered amount along with interest along with a penalty under Section 122 for deliberately acting in contravention of the provisions of Central Goods and Services Tax Act, 2017. Delhi High Court has directed the Customs Department to pay 94 lakh rupees to a foreigner for hurriedly selling off nearly 4 kilogram gold seized from her even though the proceedings were pending in the court.